Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joined this first hour by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. Always happy to have Jim along with me to try to make sense of the week's legal news, as there is so gosh darn much of it.
It's a lot.
And don't forget, folks, we have Stacey Abrams. Oh, my goodness. The indomitable, I called her. The irrepressible, the unsinkable Stacey Abrams joining us at 5:30. You're not going to want to go anywhere. I have been so excited to talk with Leader Abrams. As soon as I knew she was coming to Madison for Idea Fest, she is speaking before that group tonight. So cool. So don't go anywhere. Of course, at the top of the hour, we're going to have a special guest from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to be talking about the race to the bottom in gerrymandering. Today, the House of Representatives in Missouri adopting the mid-decade gerrymandered map that Trump wants so he can basically cheat his way to keep control of the House. Yeah, so that's happening. What do we do about it? What's the off-ramp? Well, we're going to be talking with Greta Bedakovich at 5 o'clock about just that, and then Stacey Abrams. Let's finish out this hour strong, folks. Get your calls and texts in 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got Matt from Dane County. Matt, say hello to Jim. What's your thought or question this afternoon?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Maggie. I only heard a few minutes of the show, so I apologize, but I did hear a particular troll that I've heard a long time ago on many different shows calling in trying to justify the things that Republicans do. So I have a question. Does GOP stand for gross old pedophile, or does it stand for giving out pardons, or both?
It seems these days, Matt, you could always call in with that one. You got a zinger for us. Gross old pedophiles giving out pardons to police, cop beaters, and the like. Seems to be the rule of the day, which is why it makes Donald Trump's alleged claimed PR campaign that he cares about safety in blue cities completely and utterly, obviously nonsense. Of course he doesn't. This has never been about crime. It's only about crime because it gets people really agitated. It's only about crime because you can very carefully cherry pick individual cases that are horrifying, that everyone agrees. If someone who's here illegally killed this person or beat someone or did this terrible crime, of course they should be deported. Nobody's debating that.
And they are deported. They have been deported, right?
That's right.
But our system works as to those people.
It distracts us from the fact that the Supreme Court and Donald Trump are saying we can basically round up anybody we want. If they're the wrong color, speak the wrong language, or English with the wrong accent, and if they have the wrong kind of job. This kind of racial profiling has happened before in history, folks, and it wasn't in robust democracies. I'll just say that much.
Sonia Sotomayor says exactly that. She says, we should not have to live in a country where the government can seize anyone who looks Latino, speaks Spanish, and appears to work a low-wage job. She's joined, of course, by Ketanji Brown Jackson, Lena Kagan. She says, rather than stand idly by while our constitutional freedoms are lost, I dissent. And once again, you and I recognize she doesn't say I respectfully dissent, which is usually what the language is. I dissent. She is letting people know that she is angry about what has happened in America.
And here was the other thing. What is interesting about the ridiculously hypocritical, well, we can use race to lock people up and deport them, but again, not in college admissions. That would be terrible. Opinion from Kavanaugh yesterday is that he doesn't say how someone can prove their citizenship status. He doesn't say how someone could rebut the reasonable suspicion based on their race, their accent, and where they happen to be standing and the type of clothing they have on. He doesn't explain any of that. And that means that Latinos, not just in California, but I would argue all across this country, basically now have to bring their papers with them. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this in history when you had to bring your papers with you when you went places? Here's what she wrote. The government, and now the concurrence, has all but declared that all Latinos, U.S. citizens or not, who work low-wage jobs are fair game to be seized at any time, taken away from work, and held until they provide proof of their legal status to the agent's satisfaction. If you remember, deportation, quote-unquote, administrative warrants can be signed by any immigration officer, any FBI, frankly, anyone that works in federal law enforcement almost anywhere on any basis that they think is enough. And now, since it's your color of your skin, your accent, and where you might be standing and what kind of clothes you have on that makes you seizable, what if you don't have your papers and you're a citizen? Well, we'll just lock you up anyways.
Right.
And what if you don't have your papers and you're a citizen and we lock you up and then we fire up the plane and they ignore the judge's orders to not let the plane take off and we just send you to, I don't know, South Sudan or Sikot. Yes. And just by the way, I'm going to get to this in just a few minutes. One of the bits of breaking news today is that the agreement between El Salvador and the United States for holding people in this concentration camp in El Salvador was finally made public. And what is absolutely an abomination is that in nowhere in that agreement does the United States try to ensure that people would be treated under the same standards of confinement that would apply in U.S. territories. And its omission indicates the intention was never to actually hold people in even the most baseline humane conditions, but instead to subject them to what I will call torture in El Salvador. Folks, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much to Jim Santel. Stay tuned. We discuss, is it a race to the bottom in the gerrymandering wars?